Life is full of risks, some we take willingly, others we avoid instinctively. But what if we've been thinking about risk all wrong? When economist Alison Schrader ventured into Nevada's Moonlight Bunny Ranch, she wasn't seeking pleasure, but profound economic insights. This legal brothel revealed something surprising. Sex workers earning $600,000 annually willingly surrender half to the establishment for safety and legitimacy. Customers pay $1,400 per hour, compared to $350 for illegal services, for risk reduction. The most profitable service? Not what you'd expect. It's the girlfriend experience, where middle-aged women with strong interpersonal skills offer risk-free intimacy without rejection or commitment. This counterintuitive reality illustrates a fundamental truth. Risk isn't just about danger. It represents the full spectrum of possibilities in any decision. Financial economics gives us tools to understand risk scientifically, helping us make better choices by recognizing that any path leads to multiple possible outcomes we can influence. Rather than avoiding risk entirely, we can learn to take calculated risks that maximize our chances of success. If you don't know where you're going, you might not get there. Yogi Berra's wisdom captures the first rule of risk management, defining your objective before taking risks. Successful risk takers determine their ultimate goal, identify the lowest risk path to achieve it, and calculate necessary risk. Consider Cinnabon's transformation under Cat Cole. While competitors created artificial low-calorie options, Cole recognized Cinnabon's identity as an indulgent treat. She mandated all franchises offer the 350-calorie mini-bon alongside the original 880-calorie version. Despite franchise owners' concerns, sales rose 6% as the smaller option attracted new customers without compromising the brand's indulgent reputation. Risk-free means whatever delivers your desired outcome with certainty. For short-term goals, a savings account might suffice, but retirement requires inflation-protected bonds. In personal decisions, the risk-free choice depends on your true objective. Some risks defy measurement, particularly predicting Hollywood hits. Ryan Kavanaugh initially succeeded using Monte Carlo simulations to predict profitable films, earning investors 13 to 18% returns. However, the model failed as market conditions changed, and by 2016, his company Relativity was bankrupt. Unlike stock returns that cluster in the middle with rare extremes, movie profits follow a skewed distribution. Most films lose money, while a few massive winners subsidize the losers. Risk is ultimately a human construct, attempting to bring order to an unknowable future. Financial economists categorize risk as idiosyncratic, situation-specific, and systematic, market-wide. Paparazzi encounter both. Intensely idiosyncratic risk might be which celebrity exit to monitor, while systematic risk includes industry-wide disruptions like recessions and digital transformation that devastated their market. Santiago Baez, a Dominican immigrant who taught himself English and photography while working as a busboy, thrived during the industry's peak when exclusive photos earned $5,000 to $15,000. Today, the same photos pay just $5 to $10 after media companies adopted subscription models allowing unlimited usage. To manage idiosyncratic risk, investors diversify across stocks, while paparazzi form alliances. Systematic risk is measured by market beta, how closely an investment moves with the overall market. Low beta investments reduce portfolio risk but yield lower returns. High beta investments do the opposite. These principles apply to everyone's career. Commission-based sales jobs offer higher potential earnings than salaried positions because they involve both risk types. Research reveals a U-shaped pattern in systematic income risk. Both the lowest and highest earners face greater systematic risk than middle-income workers, with government jobs typically trading lower pay for stability. No one likes to lose. When facing risk, our desire to avoid loss can derail rational decision-making. Professional poker player Phil Hellmuth exemplifies this struggle. Despite his famous tantrums, his success stems from emotional discipline and playing only 12% of hands, while most players play 25 to 50%. 5 months after dropping out of college to play professionally, Helmuth went broke in Vegas. Yet 3 years later, he won his first World Series of Poker. Recognizing his emotional nature as a liability, he adopted the discipline of a monk during tournaments. Tversky and Kahneman's prospect theory explains how our starting position affects decisions. We're risk-averse with potential gains, preferring $45 guaranteed over a 50% chance at $100, but risk-seeking when facing losses. This explains why gamblers take increasingly larger risks after losses, with studies showing most poker players become looser and more aggressive after significant losses. Helmuth manages risk by limiting tournament stakes to $10,000 of his own money, making side deals with opponents to guarantee payouts, practicing broad framing to view each hand within the larger game, and seeking criticism to combat overconfidence. Facing risk is the cost of getting what we want, but we can economize through diversification, owning different assets rather than betting everything on one. This approach offers a rare free lunch in risk management, the same expected reward with less risk. At Three Chimneys Stud Farm, Gunruther commands $70,000 per breeding session, with about 170 mares annually due to racing success. Warfront commands $250,000 because his offspring have proven successful. Breeding racehorses is incredibly risky, costing over $100,000 plus stud fees to raise a foal to racing age, with only 8% ever earning significant money. Economic incentives promote inbreeding, with Northern Dancer appearing in 96.5% of modern foals' bloodlines. While distant relative inbreeding can initially benefit, continued inbreeding becomes high risk, producing faster but more injury-prone horses. Harry Markowitz revolutionized finance in 1952 by questioning why investors owned multiple stocks if future profits were the only consideration. His insight that people should care about risk as well as return became modern finance's foundation. Successful risk takers also know how to hedge, sacrificing potential big gains to avoid big losses. Unlike diversification, which eliminates unnecessary risk through various assets, hedging specifically reduces exposure to remaining risks at the cost of potential rewards. David Bowie demonstrated brilliant risk management by retaining ownership of his music despite lower upfront payment as a teenager. Later, facing industry disruption from file sharing, he securitized his royalties through Bowie bonds, receiving $55 million upfront from Prudential for 15 years of royalty payments while maintaining technical ownership. Uncertainty persists despite our best planning efforts. General McMaster's Gulf War experience demonstrates this. His 140 soldiers defeated a larger Republican Guard force without casualties, contradicting Pentagon simulations that predicted massive losses. This victory dangerously suggested American technology could eliminate warfare risks. Risk planning often provides false security. As McMaster notes, if you try to plan for everything and think you have too much certainty, you create vulnerabilities, a principle evident in pre-2008 financial markets and beyond. While risk management improves odds, it can't prevent all problems. Colonel Finkel recommends maintaining flexibility through four principles: encouraging challenges to conventional wisdom from lower ranks, recognizing all weapons eventually face countermeasures, establishing rapid learning systems, and employing adaptable leaders. Taking calculated risks remains necessary for advancement, though rarely taught. Financial economics offers a better framework. Acknowledge degrees of uncertainty and focus on taking smarter risks rather than questioning whether to take risks at all. Smart risk takers measure carefully and take only necessary risks to achieve goals, substantially improving their chances of success.